All right.
Emily Carr. This is a very, very rebellious person, if you will.
She good word.
Didn't stick to any of the people around her telling her to do, which kudos to her, because back in the days, rights were scarce.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Yeah.
I didn't really think of it that way. Good point.
She started off in BC as a child. She basically marched to the beat of her own drum. She didn't really listen to anyone.
That's a good way of putting it.
And, whenever it's saying she couldn't wait for proper age to smoke, and I started laughing.
Yeah. It's almost like she would have fit in these times instead.
Yeah, it comes through a nip rock over here. Anyway, she started drawing paintings around the time she was, I'm pretty sure it was 17, 18, something like that. People always told her to draw paintings of the city and all these other things, but she drew paintings of what she was raised by, trees and water, rocks, outside in BC. She drew paintings of like...
Or where she chose to go.
Yeah, where she chose to go.
Yeah.
She did her. She didn't do anyone else. And basically, at the very, very start, it's like a group of seven. No one wanted to see any of her work. People didn't like it at all. It wasn't accepted in basically any museums or galleries.
Yeah.
And,
it was sad, eh?
Yeah, sad. Pretty much, but then again, you know, a couple years go by, Group of Seven stumbles across her work, and honestly, people thought that was the Group of Seven's work down there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they discovered Emily Carr, and the Group of Seven's and Emily Carr, I guess the same idea as us,
mm-hmm.
trying to project the same image as we are.
Yeah, kind of like kindred spirits, eh?
Yeah. And then the work tied together, you know?
Yeah.
And she lived, the last time we saw her, she resided for the rest of her life in a shack, I'm pretty sure it was in BC with her monkey. a couple other animals.
Yeah. She's one of a kind, eh?
Yep. Yeah. A lot of different art came from Emily Carr, and nowadays this stuff is very popular. There's a thing on CBC of a bunch of kids recreating the Emily Carr.
Yeah, so they look up to her, eh?
Look up to her.
Yeah.
Pretty much as mentor her in her whole form of path and life of art.
Yeah. Do you like her work?
I think her work is very relatable. I like her work.
Yeah.
It just makes me think of where I'm from. And
kind of, in a way, but it's even more. Like those trees that she paints are gigantic because it's on the West Coast, and it's just like
giant
so monstrous,
BC
right?
Trees.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.